This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The city of Ann Arbor likes to call itself Tree Town. And if you've ever seen the seal of the city of Ann Arbor, it features a massive tree at its center. That tree is a bur oak. It's a slow-growing tree that can live 400 or more years. But most of the city's bur oaks were cut for timber more than 200 years ago. There are still some scattered through the city, but there is one remaining mature grove of bur oaks. But some are dead and others are dying, and future development plans may put the remaining trees at risk. That's the focus of this week's Issues of the Environment. And my guest this morning is First Ward Ann Arbor City Councilwoman Sabra Briere, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, the oak grove to which I've referred is located in the Fuller Road, Fuller Park area near the VA Medical Center and U of M Hospital. I want to ask and start here. Do you have a personal connection to these trees and what they represent to Ann Arbor?
No, I have a temporal connection. I remember when the city and the university were discussing how to realign Fuller Road. Part of that discussion resulted in the university agreeing that the city would get an easement to go around a grove of old growth oaks. In turn, the university would get a 15-year lease to park at Fuller Park, and that's what happened.
And then human encroachment continues, and the city expands, and some of the expansion has led to parking in or underneath the groves, and that's causing damage to these trees.
People don't always understand that you can't park on the roots of trees. They think trees somehow are like carrots. And they just have a long, thin root underneath, and that's all that matters. People talk about the drip line as if all the roots are outside or inside a certain area. Most of the roots that provide nutrients to a tree, even a mature 300-year-old oak tree, are within the first foot of the soil. And people parking on that soil compact the earth, and the roots die. And when the roots die, the trees die.
And that's exactly what's happening at the VA Medical Center, which is busier than ever.
Well, the VA is busier than ever, and they're also trying to expand their parking. But what they're doing now is parking underneath the trees. Sometime in the past, this piece of university land was traded to the VA. And the VA has now been using it as where to park overflow trucks and vans and cars, and they're killing the trees. The university is trying to trade back so that the VA can have a specific spot to build a parking structure, but nothing.
Yeah, near the Fuller Road entrance, right?
Near the Fuller Road entrance. Nothing that anybody's talking about, though, results in how they're going to save the trees. And there we are. We're looking at one of the few remaining pieces of old-growth forest that predates Ann Arbor, and we have to talk about whether it's worth saving. Many of us would say how much we gave up and how hard we fought to keep that grove of oaks alive. And somehow the university and the VA, who are both public entities, have not fought to preserve those trees.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside First Ward Ann Arbor City Council member Sabra Briere. We're talking about the city's bur oak tree population and threats to its future. And as you mentioned, an agreement nearly 20 years ago, the city offered a lease to the University of Michigan for this area. And now you feel as though the agreement to preserve the trees is being encroached upon. What about the city relationship with the University of Michigan allows for something like this to happen?
Oh, the city and the university are completely separate entities.
Well, of course they are.
And the university doesn't answer to the city. So the agreement with the city that the university could lease part of Fuller Park to park their overflow cars on, that doesn't seem to have resulted in the university saying, and in return, we're going to preserve the trees. That's the reason we made this agreement.
Did you not think you had done exactly that and preserved the trees with this agreement with the University of Michigan?
Well, that's what I thought. Clearly, others in the city thought that too, but equally clearly, the university didn't think that. Neither, and the VA, who wasn't party to this at the time, clearly hasn't considered whether that's part of any deal.
Now we're talking about a potential rail station on along Fuller Road. What further impact might that have on these remaining bur oak trees?
With no idea what the VA and the university are really going to do and whether they'll consider the need to preserve or the desire to preserve these trees. If the city were to decide to build a train station, and that's a city vote, not a city council vote, a community vote, it would do so because the federal government said this is the best place to put it. But we have a lease with the university to allow them to park at the area where the train station might be built. Well, if that's where the train station goes, we'll have to build parking for people using the train. But will we somehow have to build parking for people who are still working at the University of Michigan? Because if the reason for letting the university park at Fuller Park is no longer to preserve these trees, then it's become a way for the city parks to raise funds. And that creates a real pressure on everybody to build parking for the university, to guarantee the university, God knows, needs parking, is using parking structures that the city builds or using parking lot that the city provides.
As this process of determination continues and moves forward as to where the rail station might be located, because another possibility is over on Depot Street, but as this process continues and moving forward, should City Council be doing something to further enhance the relationship with the University of Michigan where it works more cooperatively together on issues that are deemed of community importance like this?
Oh, I would think so. I am still waiting to hear from the city forester about the health of the trees. We haven't received a report yet. But I would think that the city administrator is talking with university administration. I'd like to think that the mayor and the candidate for mayor are talking with the University of Michigan to really bind the university to preservation of this grove of trees. You know, if I heard that the reason the university wants this land swap to take this grove back was so they could preserve the trees, it would make me very happy, but that is nothing I've heard.
I mentioned at the outset, and as you well know, Ann Arbor is often called Tree Town, and the bur oak is right at the center of the city seal. Is this an issue that ultimately, if we should lose this grove, would change the identity and perception of the city of Ann Arbor?
No. This perception and identity of the city of Ann Arbor is going to be gradually changing all the time, just as it has historically. What was pretty much a farm town with a small university has now become a university town. We're going to continue to see the identity morph. If we become the big employer for high tech, that's what we'll be. But we should also be the community that respects our environment. And that's the part that concerns me about these trees. The trees aren't sacred, not literally. But my goodness, if we can't preserve a grove of oaks, let them mature and enjoy what they're doing, then somehow our values are skewed. And we should be talking about that, too.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Ann Arbor City Council member Sabra Briere. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard only as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.